This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has launched India's first two genome edited rice varieties by ICAR in New Delhi. Addressing the event, the minister said, "It is a historic day for India." He said these two varieties will reduce the cost of production and increase the yield of rice in the country. Mr. Chauhan congratulated agriculture scientists who were involved in this project and said that the country has faith in the capability of the country's agricultural scientists. Our correspondent reports that these varieties have been developed for the states of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Telangana, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is leading the Indian delegation to attend the 58th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of Asian Development Bank in Milan, Italy. The Finance Ministry in a statement said that the meeting will be attended by official delegations of the Board of Governors of ADB, official delegations of ADB members and international financial institutions. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that as a defence minister, it is his responsibility to work with the armed forces and give befitting reply to those who cast evil eye on India. The defence minister said this while addressing the Sanskriti Jagran Mahotsav in New Delhi.
एक राष्ट्र के रूप में भारत के भौतिक स्वरूप की सुरक्षा हमारे वीर सैनिकों ने हमेशा की है जहां एक तरफ हमारे सैनिक रणभूमि में लड़ते हैं वहीं दूसरी तरफ हमारे संत जीवन भूमि में लड़ते हैं रक्षा मंत्री के रूप में मेरा दायित्व है कि मैं अपने सैनिकों के साथ मिलकर देश की सीमाओं की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करूं और मेरा यह दायित्व है कि अपनी सेना के साथ मिलकर देश के ऊपर आंख उठाने वालों को मुंहतोड़ जवाब दूं
Delhi police held six interstate illegal Bangladeshi migrants in Delhi NCR under a special drive. Delhi police in a statement said that they were residing at various locations to evade detection and their deportation process initiated with the assistance of Foreigners Regional Registration Offices. The police said that the campaign against illegal immigrants is being executed consistently by the Delhi police and all efforts are being made to identify and deport the illegal immigrants. Amid a missile strike near the Israeli capital Tel Aviv's airport, Air India has announced that all its flights to and from the city will remain suspended till Tuesday. In a social media post, the airline has said, operations will remain suspended with immediate effect to ensure the safety of the passengers and staff. It added that passengers booked on the airline's flights with valid tickets up to 6th of this month will be offered a one-time waiver on rescheduling or full refunds for cancellation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended best wishes to all the athletes participating in the 7th edition of Bihar Khelo India Youth Games 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that this platform bring out the best of the athletes and promote true sporting excellence. The opening ceremony held in Patna was attended by Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, among other dignitaries. The Prime Minister said, Khelo India is an inclusive platform in which traditional Gatka, Kalaripayattu, Kho-Kho games have been added so that young players from rural area get opportunity. He said rise of sports talent in the country exhibits its soft power.
Bharat mein sports ab ek culture ke roop mein apni pehchan bana raha aur jitna jyada Bharat mein sporting culture badhega utna hi Bharat ki soft पावर भी बढ़ेगी खेलो इंडिया यूथ गेम्स इस दिशा में देश के युवाओं के लिए एक बहुत बड़ा प्लेटफॉर्म बना है
देयर इज इमेंस एंथुसियाज्म अमंग डिवोटीज फॉर द केदारनाथ पिलग्रिमेज इन उत्तराखंड इन जस्ट टू डेज सिंस द टेंपल गेट्स ओपन्ड ऑन मे द सेकंड ओवर 55,000 डिवोटीज हैव विजिटेड बाबा केदारनाथ In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 37 runs at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium, Dharamshala, last night. With this win, Punjab Kings moved to the second position in the points table. Chasing the target of 237 runs, Lucknow Super Giants made 199 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.